Zahra test mission again America bias the birthday of the Hama. Hareza Gar Miyad, the Gayal Kosh name Asr Khidr. Somebody who sells a house within a walled city, he has a right to redeem it immediately. If the seller wants to buy it back from the buyer, he can do so immediately, and the buyer is forced to give him the house back on return of the money. And he only can redeem it within 12 months. The seller has the right to buy the house back for 12 months. If he does not use this right after 12 months, he no longer can buy back the house. As opposed to a sarahuza, which we had previously, that you can only redeem it back after 2 years that it's by the lokeach. And after 2 years, you can redeem it back until the yovel. But this case is different. You can redeem it back immediately, but only for the first 12 months. Harezek min ribis, v'ena ribis. This is similar to ribis, to interest. But it's not also mishum ribis. It looks like ribis. And it looks like a loan. And if you buy it back from him, so first he gave you the money, and then you gave him back the entire amount that you received, and in the interim, he was using the house. So it looks like that which is using the house is ribis, is interest for the loan that he gave you, as opposed to a sada achuza. When you buy it back, you subtract some of the money from the original purchase price, so it doesn't look like a loan at all. But in this case, when you buy it back, you return the entire amount that you received, and in the interim, he's using the house. So it looks like ribis, but it's not ribis. The reason why it's not ribis is because if you don't buy it back from him, then he keeps the house forever. There's a possibility that you won't buy it back from him at all. As originally, it was a sale, not a loan. So therefore, it's not ribis. Meis hamecher yigal b'no. If before the 12 months are up, the seller of the house dies, the son of the mocher has the right to buy back the house until 12 months from the date of purchase. Meis halokeach yigal miyad b'no. If before the 12 months are up, the buyer of the house dies, then the person who sold the house could redeem the house back from the son of the buyer. The son of the buyer would have to give the house back if the mocha returns the money within 12 months. Ena mona lo shana ala misha shemachalo. Shemema ad melos lo shana tmima. We count the year only from the date of the purchase, even if the original buyer goes ahead and sells it to another person. We don't start counting the 12 months from the date of the second purchase. Instead, we count the 12 months from the date of the first purchase, as the pasuk says, until a shana tmima is up. A shana tmima, 1 year from the original sale. Ukishuaimer tmima. And when the pasuk says tmima, it doesn't say amelos lo shana. It says amelos lo shana tmima. Why does it say tmima? Lahavi chodesh ha'ibor, so that we will know to include the chodesh ha'ibor, the extra month, when they ma'abed the shana and add an extra ador. In such a case, he has 13 months to buy back the field, as we give him an entire year to buy back the field, and if that year has a Chodesh Ibor, he has an extra month to buy back the field. Rebbe Omer, Yitein Lo Shana B'Ibura. Rebbe says, every year we give him a year plus the Ibor, meaning to say, that which we're Ma'abur or Shana, once every 2 or 3 years, is because the Shnach HaChama, the year of the Chama of the sun, is more than the Shnach HaLavana. As Yisrael counts to Shnat HaLavana, which is 354 days, while the Shnat HaChama is 365 days and an extra 11 days. So every 2 or 3 years we add an extra month to make up for those 11 days. According to Rebbe, though, since the Shnat HaChama is 11 extra days, every year we give him an extra 11 days to redeem back the field. And even if the year is up, that's only the Shnat HaLavana, but we give him an extra 11 days to complete the Shnat HaChama in order for him to buy back the field. And the same would be true even when there is a Chodesh Ibor, a year that we are Ma'abur the Shana, that there's an extra month. According to Rebbe, we don't give the Mocher an extra month even when there is a Chodesh Ibor. Instead, that year also, we would give him the Shnat HaLavana, the 354 days, plus the extra 11 days for the Shnat HaChama. If somebody sells a house within a walled city, and 12 months are up from the date of the purchase, and the mocher has not yet bought back the house and the lokeach can keep the house forever. He no longer can be forced to return the house back to the mocher. Echad halokeach ve'echad shenitein lo matana shenemar l'tmisus. Whether the person bought the house or whether he received it as a gift, in both cases, the person who gave him or sold him the house only had 12 months to buy the house back. As the pasuk says, l'tmisus, and from there we learn that no matter how he got the house, whether it was by sale or by gift, the person who gave him the half, only had 12 months to redeem it back. At first, the person who bought the half, when the last day of the 12 month are up, and the mocha has not yet bought back the house, he would hide from the mocha in order that the mocha would not have this one last opportunity to buy back the house. Hiskin hiloazakin, shiyehe cholesh et ma'isa belishka, viyehe sheva et hadelas v'nichnas. Hiloazakin made it a kana, that the person who sold the house, if he cannot find the lokeach on the very last day, he can put the purchase money in the lishka of Bezdin, and then he can go into the house, break down the door, and retake the house by force, as it's not right what the lokeach is doing by hiding on the last day of the 12 months. So therefore, Hillel Hazake made a takana to give the maker an opportunity to receive the house back by putting the money in the lishka of Bezdin. Amosachi Yitzahala Yavo Vayito Es Ma'osa. In such a case that he take the half back by force, any time the lokeach wants, he can go into the lishka of Bezdin and take the money that the mocher left over there for him.